In the cities, the plague changes the face of the streets. Anyone who can avoid going outside stays indoors. But carters and others who earn their daily bread on the streets have no choice but to spend their working day outside. We can only speculate about what things really looked like at the time of the Black Death. It's fairly certain that dead carts can be seen in the streets, taking those who have already fallen victim to the disease to cemeteries outside the town. Maybe there are plague braziers on the streets, in which wood and incense are burnt in an attempt to purify the pestilent air. People know nothing about the disease, yet still try to take precautions. What's known as the miasma theory assumes that the plague is transmitted via a noxious form of polluted or bad air. To smoke out the pestilential air, they will have burnt juniper, oak, and resinous woods on the streets, and aromatic herbs such as thyme, lavender, and rosemary at home. In the first of the prescriptions against the plague, published in Lübeck around 1600, two doctors recommend an even simpler measure. The best human advice against this dangerous epidemic is to avoid the houses and people where the plague is present. Houses in which the inhabitants have already contracted the plague are marked with a cross to warn others. The prescriptions against the plague also advise not to go out in the morning before one has been up for a while, and that one should smoke out the house for a good while in the evening and morning with lavender blossoms, juniper berries, and wood, and always keep it so. In addition, one should eat a slice of bread and butter with bay leaves in the morning before going out.